Your black child could be falling through the cracks right now and no one has told you. Health column, ADHD and child advocacy. The real story about black children and attention disorders is not what was said in Congress. It is what has been quietly happening in your child's school and doctor's office for decades. What every black parent must know before, during, and after an ADHD/ADD evaluation so your child gets the care they deserve, not the label they don't. Successful Black Parenting Magazine. SuccessfulBlackParenting.com. Author, Janice Robinson Celeste. Publisher, Successful Black Parenting Magazine. ADHD Diagnosis Gap Infographic. Black children face significant disparities in ADHD diagnosis rates. Three data points from peer-reviewed research. Black children are 40% less likely to be diagnosed with ADHD than white children. Penn State, 10,000 plus children studied. Black boys specifically face 60% lower diagnosis odds compared to white boys in similar circumstances. And black children are 61% more likely to receive a conduct disorder label instead of an ADHD diagnosis, per a Scientific Reports analysis of 850,000 patients, published by Successful Black Parenting Magazine. Successful Black Parenting Magazine. Health column. What the data actually says about black children and ADHD. The system isn't seeing them. Here's the proof. 40% less likely to be diagnosed with ADHD than white children. Penn State, 10,000 plus children studied K through 5th grade, 60% lower diagnosis odds specifically for black boys versus white boys in comparable circumstances, 61% more likely to receive a conduct disorder label instead. Scientific Reports. Analysis of 850,000 patients. The problem is not overdiagnosis. The problem is that black children are not being seen. SuccessfulBlackParenting.com. Black children are being diagnosed with ADHD at nearly 40% lower rates than white children, not because they have it less, but because the system sees them less. Penn State University/Psychiatry Research. National study of 10,000 plus children. When sitting U.S. Cabinet Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. made headlines this week by suggesting that black children on ADHD medication need to be reparented and sent to rural wellness farms, and then denied his own recorded words before Congress, black parents across the country had one powerful collective reaction. Enough. Enough misinformation. Enough erasure. Enough decisions being made about our children by people who have never raised one. But here's the thing. The political noise should not distract us from the health reality our children are living right now. Because while politicians debate what is wrong with black children, the data tells a completely different story, one about a system that has been failing to properly identify, support, and treat black kids with attention disorders for generations. This is not an article about politics. This is an article about your child and what you need to know to protect them. The diagnosis gap. Nobody is talking about. Here is a fact that should stop every black parent cold. According to a landmark Penn State study tracking more than 10,000 children from kindergarten through fifth grade, black students were 40% less likely to be diagnosed with ADHD than white students, even after controlling for income, academic performance, and behavior. For black boys specifically, the odds were nearly 60% lower. Read that again. It is not that black children have ADHD less often. Research consistently shows the condition occurs at similar rates across racial groups. The difference is that black children are far less likely to be recognized, evaluated, and treated for it. Dr. Tumaini Coker, a pediatric researcher at the University of Washington School of Medicine, has stated plainly that the national data points to an underdiagnosis problem, not an overdiagnosis one, when it comes to black children and attention disorders. Meanwhile, a 2024 analysis of nearly 850,000 patients across 50 U.S. healthcare systems, published in Scientific Reports, found that while white children were about 26% more likely to receive an ADHD diagnosis, Black children were 61% more likely to be diagnosed with conduct disorder instead. The same behaviors that get a white child referred to a specialist get a Black child sent to the principal's office. Black kids get cops, white kids get docs. Commonly cited phrase among child mental health researchers studying racial disparities in ADHD care. What a DD and ADHD actually look like in Black children. One of the biggest barriers Black families face is knowing what to look for, especially because attention disorders do not always present the way television and outdated textbooks suggest. The classic image of a hyperactive boy bouncing off walls is just one face of ADHD. There are others, and they are easy to miss. Type what it looks like, why it gets missed. Inattentive, ADD. Daydreaming, losing things, forgetting instructions, missing details, seen as lazy, or not trying hard enough. Hyperactive impulsive. Constant movement, interrupting, acting without thinking, labeled as bad behavior, especially in Black boys' combined type. Both inattentive and hyperactive symptoms present, often misdiagnosed as ODD in Black children. Psychologist Dr. Brandi Walker, who has spoken extensively about ADHD in the Black community, notes that cultural bias among evaluators, both conscious and unconscious, plays a measurable role in how Black children's behaviors are interpreted. A child who is grieving, navigating housing instability, or processing trauma may display the very same symptoms as ADHD. Without a comprehensive evaluation that accounts for the whole child, those symptoms get mislabeled. A 2025 paper published in Pediatrics by researcher Rupinder Lega also named adultification bias as a factor. The documented tendency of adults to perceive Black children as older, stronger, and less innocent than their white peers. This shapes who gets help and who gets punished. The dangers of a missed or wrong diagnosis. When ADHD goes unidentified in a Black child, the consequences compound quickly. Researchers at the University of Washington found that by preschool, Black children displaying ADHD symptoms are more likely to be expelled and less likely to receive appropriate treatment than their white peers. That gap, measured in years and resources, shapes everything that follows. Dr. Walker describes children who go undiagnosed for 2 full years past the point where symptoms were obvious. You get your diagnosis 2 years later and you're 2 years behind, she explained in a 2022 ChatED podcast. Not just academically, but also socially. Studies have also established a clear link between undiagnosed ADHD in Black children and what researchers call the school-to-prison pipeline. Behaviors that go unsupported clinically become behaviors that are criminalized institutionally. This is not a theory. It is a documented pattern. An undiagnosed Black child is not a child who has no needs. They are a child whose needs have been ignored. A correct diagnosis is not a label. It is a key that unlocks resources, accommodations, and a future your child deserves. Terms every Black parent should know. Navigating your child's evaluation means walking into rooms full of clinical language. Here are the key terms defined, so you walk in fully informed and prepared to ask the right questions. ADHD, attention deficit / hyperactivity disorder. A neurodevelopmental condition affecting focus, impulse control, and activity regulation. Brain-based, not behavior-based. ADD, the older term for inattentive type. ADHD. The child struggles with focus and attention, but may not appear hyperactive, making it especially easy to miss in girls. ODD, oppositional defiant disorder. A behavioral diagnosis disproportionately given to Black children when ADHD is missed. The two can overlap, but require very different treatment approaches. Vanderbilt Assessment Scale, a gold standard, evidence-based, ADHD screening tool completed by both parents and teachers. Ask your child's doctor specifically whether they are using this. IEP, Individualized Education Program, a federally protected legal document outlining the specific educational supports your child is entitled to if they have a qualifying condition, including ADHD. Section 5. 04. Plan. A school accommodation plan ensuring equal access to education, including extended test time, preferential seating, and reduced distraction environments. Comprehensive evaluation. A multi-step assessment using behavior rating scales, interviews with parents and teachers, observations, and sometimes psychological testing. This is what your child deserves, not a 15-minute office visit. Your child's rights during the evaluation process. Before we walk through the step-by-step guide, you need to know this. Your child has federally protected rights during the evaluation process. These rights exist regardless of your income, your zip code, or how dismissive a provider has been. To suggest that Black families are not capable of raising their own children is deeply offensive. Our children deserve evidence-based medical care, not politics dressed up as public health. Representative Terry Sewell, DAL, House Ways and Means Committee, April 16, 2026. Right to request an evaluation. You can formally request an ADHD evaluation from your child's school in writing at any time. Under IDEA, the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, the school must respond within 60 days. Write to an independent evaluation. If you disagree with the school's evaluation results, you can request an independent educational evaluation, IEE, and the school must pay for it. Write to a second medical opinion. If your pediatrician dismisses your concerns, you have every right to see a specialist, a developmental pediatrician or child and adolescent psychiatrist. Write to cultural competence. Ask directly, how do you account for racial bias in your assessments? You have the right to request evaluators who are culturally competent and trauma-informed. Write to records. You are entitled to copies of all evaluation records, reports, and test results regarding your child at no cost and at any time. The Successful Black Parenting ADHD Navigation Guide. This is what Washington is not interested in discussing. Not what to do with Black children, but what Black parents can do for their children. Here is your complete step-by-step roadmap. Before the evaluation, prepare like the advocate you are. 1. Start a behavior log. Document dates, times, specific behaviors, and how long they last. Parent notes carry real clinical weight. 2. Talk to your child's teacher and ask whether the same behaviors appear at school. ADHD, by definition, must show up in more than one setting. 3. See your pediatrician first to rule out other causes: poor sleep, vision problems, anxiety, trauma, and thyroid issues can all mimic ADHD. 4. Research your evaluator. Ask, do they have experience evaluating Black children? Are their assessment tools normed for diverse populations? 5. Request that the Vanderbilt Assessment Scale be completed by both you and your child's teacher. 6. Gather your child's academic records, past report cards, and any prior evaluations before the appointment. 7. Verify your insurance coverage. Find out what evaluations are covered and whether a specialist referral is required. During the evaluation, speak up and ask the hard questions. 1. Ask what specific assessment tools are being used and whether they are normed for Black and diverse children. 2. Push back if the evaluator focuses only on behavior and ignores attention. Both matter equally. 3. Ask directly, could any of these symptoms be explained by anxiety, trauma, or a learning disability? 4. If your child is being evaluated at school, you have the right to be present or to bring an advocate with you. 5. Request that the evaluation include a full review of your child's developmental and academic history. 6. Ask about the evaluator's specific training in cultural humility and implicit bias in assessment. 7. If the evaluation feels rushed or incomplete, say so out loud and request additional testing. After the evaluation, act on the results or fight them. 1. If ADHD/ADD is confirmed, ask for a complete treatment plan that includes both behavioral therapy and, if appropriate, medication options. You are never obligated to begin medication immediately. 2. If ODD is diagnosed instead of ADHD, request a second opinion from a child psychiatrist. Black children are disproportionately given this label when ADHD is the more accurate diagnosis. 3. Request an IEP or 504. Plan meeting with your child's school within 30 days of any diagnosis. 4. Find a therapist who specializes in ADHD and has specific experience working with Black children and families. 5. Connect with CHAD at chad.org. They offer parent training programs and local support group directories. 6. Set up a follow-up appointment in 60 to 90 days to assess how your child is responding to any treatment. 7. Continue your documentation log. Your child's needs will evolve and your records are their paper trail. Questions Black parents are asking right now: is my child more likely to be over-medicated if they get an ADHD diagnosis? The data says the opposite. Black children with ADHD are actually less likely to receive medication than white children with the same diagnosis, meaning the greater risk for Black families is under-treatment, not over-treatment. If you have concerns about medication, discuss non-medication approaches such as behavioral therapy first, and always ask your doctor to walk through every option. My child's teacher says they're fine at school, but I see real problems at home. Should I still pursue an evaluation? Yes. ADHD often presents differently across settings, and many children, particularly girls and inattentive type children, are skilled at masking their symptoms at school. Trust what you observe at home. Begin with your pediatrician and bring your documented notes. Can ADHD be caused by bad parenting or a difficult home environment? No. ADHD is a neurodevelopmental condition with strong genetic components. It is not caused by parenting. However, stress, trauma, and instability at home can worsen symptoms or create overlapping challenges, which is another reason a comprehensive, culturally sensitive evaluation matters so much. What if my child's doctor dismisses my concerns? Advocate louder, and if necessary, change providers. Request a referral to a developmental pediatrician or child and adolescent psychiatrist. The National Medical Association can help connect you with physicians who may better understand your family's full context. My child has already been labeled behavioral. Can I challenge that? Absolutely. You can request a comprehensive reevaluation at any time. Bring your documentation, request a culturally competent evaluator, and consider consulting a patient advocate or education attorney if the school resists. Key takeaways: Black children are underdiagnosed with ADHD, not overdiagnosed. The national data is clear. Racial bias among evaluators is real and documented. Advocate specifically for culturally competent care. Your child has federally protected rights during the evaluation process. Know them. Use them. A comprehensive evaluation must include input from both parents and teachers across multiple assessment tools. ODD is disproportionately misapplied to Black children when ADHD is the more accurate diagnosis. An ADHD diagnosis does not automatically mean medication. Behavioral therapy is a first-line option. You are your child's most powerful advocate. Document everything. Ask every question. Accept nothing less. In summary, the political conversation about Black children and mental health medication will come and go, But the health outcomes our children experience, the diagnoses that are missed, the support that is delayed, the labels that stick when they should not, those are permanent unless we intervene. Successful Black parenting has always believed that the most powerful thing a Black parent can do is show up prepared, ask the hard questions, and refuse to accept a system's first answer when it is not the right one. That belief is the foundation of this guide. Your child's brain is not broken. The system, in many cases, is. And now you know exactly how to navigate it. Sources and references.